We're going to move on today from Psuki de Zimra to Birchos Kriyas Shema. And before moving into Birchos Kriyas Shema, I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page with reference to the brachos. So I just want to quickly review for a moment the different Birchos Kriyas Shema and the themes of the Birchos Kriyas Shema before we actually turn to analyzing them in greater depth. So if everyone has on the second side of their sheet, there's a little chart that I'd like if we could either fill out or pretend or imagine ourselves filling out over here. You can see there's four different columns. Right? The first column is labeled with numbers. There's three Birchos Kriyas Shema in the morning. There are four Birchos Kriyas Shema in the evening. And I just would fill in, imagine filling in, let's say the first bracha in the morning is Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Or. Right? So I would write down Yotzer Or. And then the end of the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Hama'oros. So I would just fill in, okay, Yotzer Hama'oros. And what's the second of the morning Birchos Kriyas Shema? After Yotzer Hama'oros, we begin with Ava Rabba, and we end at Habocher Ba'amo Yisrael. And then the third one, right, the third of the morning Birchos Kriyas Shema is what? Right, how does it begin? Emes V'yatziv. Emes V'yatziv. And it ends with Goal Yisrael. Okay, so I've got the morning ones. How about the evening ones? Let's just go through the same list. What's the first of the evening ones? Amariv Haravim, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Haravim, and then we finish with Baruch Atah Hashem Hamariv Haravim. Right, if you're filling this out with me, so you could just glance across and contrast the two, is the first bracha in the morning the same or different from the first bracha in the evening?
One is
Or and one is Erev. It's not a direct contrast, but there definitely seems to be, you know, light and darkness, you know, yin and yang. I don't know whether those words are appropriate, right? Yin and yang. I just know because, like, this, you know, the things, they have a black side and a white side. Totally different.
I don't know about you that stuff.
Okay. So anyhow, it's day and night, light and darkness. And what about the second? What about the second bracha of the evening Kriyas Shema? That's Avat. At Avat Olam, the people who daven Nusach Sfard, right, will say Avat Olam both in the morning and in the evening. So it begins the same way. And what about the ending? What about the end? Habocher ba'amo Yisrael be'ahava. Right, so that's also, it's basically the same ending. Okay, so we've got Habocher ba'amo Yisrael. What about the third bracha of the evening Kriyas Shema? That's going to be after Kriyas Shema. Okay, emet ve'emunah. And how does that end? Okay, and it ends with Gal Yisrael. So that again is the same as the morning ones, with the difference of the Emuna there instead of the Yatziv, but fine. And then the fourth bracha, which has no analog at all. Hashkivenu is the fourth.
The fourth one.
Oh, okay.
And Hashkivenu.
Oh, you're talking about the
right, and then we end with Habocher with Shomer Amo Yisrael, right? Shomer Amo Yisrael, which has no analog. So
the fifth one, okay.
Yeah, the fifth one, which in Yerushalayim they don't Vilna Gaon. Okay, so we have now here a full list of the Birchos Kriyas Shema, the Sheva by Yom Hilal Ticha, the seven brachos of Hilul to Hashem that we say surrounding Kriyas Shema. And we've noticed that two of the brachos, right, are the same in the morning and the evening. One of the brachos, right, doesn't have any analog at all. The evening brachos doesn't have an analog at all in the morning. And the fourth bracha, right, or the first bracha, but the last one, the way that I'm saying it now, is it's sort of like parallel. You know, one of them complements the other. We've got the bracha on light, and then we have the bracha on darkness. So, the question that I would ask now is, I'm not going to fill in the theme column right now, because we just kind of spoke that out outside, but are the themes of all of these brachos, is there a unifying theme that binds together all of the brachos of Kriyas Shema? Meaning, is there something, some common denominator that, let's just focus for a moment on the morning Kriyas Shema, that all three brachos of the morning Kriyas Shema share? And after all, they're all organized around Kriyas Shema. Is there some common denominator that they all share that sort of justifies or explains why we group them together?
Okay,
love or something.
Okay.
Probably.
Coming up that morning. I just noticed.
Now, this particular question, I don't have any answer in mind, but I'm open to learn. Okay, so it's something that's worth thinking about. Is there a common denominator that explains why we group these brachos particularly around Kriyat Shema?
Because in Shema you have Ahavta et Hashem Elokecha.
The Ahavta, okay.
And the rest of them are the Ava Rabba. Okay.
So that's the Ava Rabba.
Yeah.
And what about the Gaal Yisrael and the Yotzer HaMe'oros? I mean, it definitely what you're saying explains why Ava Rabba is so, it's the closest, right, to Kriyat Shema, if you will. Right, although the avos are in opposite direction, right? Ava Rabba is Ahav Tanu, you loved us. Ahav Ta Osanu. Right, in Kriyat Shema, the Ahav Ta Eis Hashem Elokecha, right, is our instruction to love Hashem. So there's an indication there of the reciprocal, right, Ahava, love relationship between Hashem and the Jews. Right, but that definitely is something. We show him love, he shows us love, he shows us love, we show him love. Okay, excellent. Yeah, so there's Ahava there as well. Right, your point, and we spoke about this also 2-3 weeks ago, right, that we interrupt for the sake of increasing Ahava. So clearly that is one of the themes, right, that runs through the Birchos Kriyat Shema. Yeah.
But maybe the overall theme is also, I mean, we're trying to connect all of the themes of all the brachos with Kriyat Shema. So maybe the theme is that you want to establish the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, and therefore if there's Hashem Echad, and he is also the creator, which is that he made the Or and he made the day and the night, and also that he's involved in Am Yisrael.
Beautiful. I think that you just reminded me.
So therefore it's a... It's sort of the foundation, every day the foundation of a Jew should say to himself that is who we are, and that's what we believe in. The Kabbalah Sol Malchus, Hashem Echad, and that he is the creator of heaven and earth, and all that we see is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's also involved with Am Yisrael. So that's a Goal Yisrael.
Excellent. Let me just say it a little bit more broadly. You just reminded me of something I one time heard from Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Lord Jonathan Sachs, Chief Rabbi of Britain. So he argued that, right, the Emeritus Chief Rabbi of Britain. So he argued that Chazal used tefillah, right, to sort of teach us or reinforce in our minds the fundamentals of Jewish belief. And he wanted to argue that he, you know, based on you know, a lot of sources that I don't have access to, that many of the Birchos Kriyat Shema were reinforcing or arguing, making arguments against various erroneous pagan and other erroneous beliefs that were prevalent in the times of Chazal and before the times of Chazal. And so you could, yes, there's Briat HaOlam, right, that's Yotzer Or, and then you have Bechiras Yisrael, that's Ava, Avas Olam, Abocher Ba'amo Yisrael, and then there's the past Geula, which testifies to the future Geula, you've got the Ga'al Yisrael, which in Shmon Esri turns into Go'el Yisrael, and so you've got many of the fundamentals of Jewish faith that are contained in Birchos Kriyat Shema, and so perhaps one unifying theme, right, is the fundamentals of Jewish belief that perhaps runs through all of Birchos Kriyat Shema.
I want to,
if you don't mind, just because I'm afraid I'm going to get caught in the middle at 11:30.
What you said, because among the Persians, there are two gods. There's Ahura Man and Ahura Mazda. So one is the god
the
of
light
day, and one is god of
darkness.
Night.
Zoroastrianism.
So there's Zoroastrianism. Mm-hmm. So there are two gods. One is the day and one is the night. So the brachas is saying, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hamari Barovim. There's only one god. Not two gods, and also...
That's even very sophisticated, because you've got to have in mind what you said last night in the morning also, but definitely, Baruch atah Hashem Amari Baravim, Baruch atah Hashem Yotzer HaMe'oros, it's the same, right, it's the same Hashem who's in charge of light and darkness, it's Achdos Hashem, you've got another one of the Ikrei Emunah that emerges from the contrast between the morning Kriyat Shema Brachos and the evening Kriyat Shema Brachos. Excellent. So...
Very good.
without further ado, I think we're all on the same page with regards to the Birchos Kriyas Shema, and I want to ponder a little bit, just based on halacha, what does halacha have to tell us about the themes or the mood that that Birchos Kriyas Shema is supposed to get us into and is supposed to be recited with. So I want to deal with this through the prism of a number of questions. The ones I want to focus on this week are, number one, the Zman Kriyas Shema, right? The Zman Kriyas Shema, so Min HaTorah, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, so were the Jews, did the Jews have to say Kriyas Shema like we do before the third hour? Nowadays it's really early, right? You can't, you know, if you dive it at a 9 o'clock minyan, so you're almost bound to miss it, right? But it's a third hour after sunrise, so right, you can check the charts for exactly, you know, when that is today, sometime around 9 o'clock. So was that the situation of the Jews in the Sinai Desert many thousands of years ago as well, that they needed to wake up and daven at a minyan in time for the Zman Kriyas Shema, or at least say Kriyas Shema before they went to shul if they were davening right, at a late minyan, right? Or perhaps were the Jews in the Midbar Sinai, were they allowed to say Kriyas Shema up until Shkia, just like we could daven Mincha up until Shkia, and it was only after Shkia that the Zman Kriyas Shema was over, and then some later legislature, however many years later, they said, oh no, we have to say Birchos Kriyas Shema earlier, and if that was so, for what reason? So that's one question that I want to deal with. And I think that question relates very much to the themes, right, of Birchos Kriyas Shema. Because if you think about it for a second, right, just which of the themes of the brachos are all-day themes? And which of the themes are uniquely morning themes or waking up themes? We've got the three brachos. Yotzer HaMa'oros, right, you would think that that's a morning or a waking up theme. We'll have to distinguish between the two of them in a second. But definitely, the light is getting stronger and stronger. It's, approaching the apex, you know, of the heavens in the morning. So you would think that that's a time that we can really, like, when it's going already, so to what extent, you know, we're diminishing already. Maybe it's not the most appropriate time, you know, to say that bracha. The morning is the most appropriate time. But the other two brachos, brachos of Bechiras Yisrael, Abocher Ba'amo Yisrael Be'ava, and of Goal Yisrael, are those unique to the morning, or are those all-day brachos?
All-day.
Yeah, I would say that they're all-day brachos. I'm not asking a trick question. So it seems that the evidence, just from analyzing the brachos, the evidence seems to point that in some ways, right, in some ways, if the brachos are helping us identify the themes of Kriyas Shema itself, that to a certain extent they tell us that Kriyas Shema is an all-day something, which would perhaps indicate to us that it wasn't always something that must be recited before the third hour, but there are also, the Yotzer HaMa'oros tells us that no, there perhaps is something uniquely morning-ish about Kriyas Shema, in which case it's very reasonable to assume that Kriyas Shema was initially meant only to be said until the third hour. Now I have to point out that even though I think that this parallel seems to work, I think it is possible that even the bracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros could be viewed as an all-day bracha if you wanted to bring it in line with the other two brachos, because, you know, appreciate it no matter what. You made a bracha. Ideally, we're supposed to make a bracha before we start eating. But what happens, right, if we start eating and we realize, oy vai, we forgot to make a bracha? I shocked my 4-year-old son the other day. He started eating something without making a bracha. And in the middle, I said, oy vai, you forgot to make a bracha. I said, make a bracha after I started eating? He never heard of such a thing, right? But the fact is, it's never too late. Up until the last bite, right? Up until the last bite, there's still time to appreciate what Hashem gave us and to express that appreciation. So it's definitely conceivable that Yotzer HaMa'oros, even though the morning is gone, as long as there still is light in the sky, perhaps it's conceivable that there still is time to take advantage of it. And so it's definitely possible that even Yotzer HaMa'oros could be construed as an all-day bracha. The opposite I have a lot more difficulty with, trying to understand Goel Yisrael and Goel Yisrael and Habocher Ba'amo Yisrael. It's much harder to understand why those would uniquely be morning brachos. And what do they have to do with the morning?
It
One second.
If you put yourself in the middle, is it retroactive? For food, I say.
I'm not sure what would be the difference if it's retroactive or not. Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't think it's retroactive. At least not the Pashtas. But that's a tangential issue. Okay, so let's just cap up. The only thing I have to suggest about how the other two brachos could possibly be morning brachos is that we shouldn't think of them as morning brachos, but we should think of them as waking up brachos. So, you wake up in the morning, right, and the first thing, again, I have to probably, think back a couple of years, but you wake up in the morning, and, the first thing is you check to make sure that the children are still, breathing or snoring or whatever they're doing, right, and then, when you hear that, that everyone's okay, so wow, that there's a surge there of gratitude, then say second moda ani, because, I'm so excited. And even though, you affirm that fact the entire day, but there's a surge, you just were asleep, right, you were not thinking consciously, and then the moment that you wake up, so you take a tally, right, of everything that's valuable to you, and you make sure that you still have it, and then there's a surge of gratitude which perhaps doesn't repeat itself for the rest of the day. So it's very possible that when we wake up in the morning and we're taking a tally, wow, God still loves us, we are still the chosen nation, we still have this grand and glorious history which promises forecasts a grand and glorious future, and that's a surge of gratitude that ought to be channeled into a bracha, which perhaps one is not going to experience the same way, right, as the day wears on and more distractions or other things begin to weigh upon a person's mind. So it's definitely possible, not that they're mourning brachos, but that they're waking up brachos. And exactly, like a moda'ani, exactly. Exactly like a moda'ani. So they would be waking up brachos. And the reason then that we would say them early is simply because most people tend to wake up, in the first couple of hours of the day, and so the idea of uv kumecha b'shachbecha is, right, the kriyashma is a lying down, a going to sleep, or a sleeping type of kriyashma, and then there's a kumecha, right, which is not a being awake type of kriyashma, but rather it's a waking up kriyashma. It's a kriyashma that one recites upon waking up, right, precisely because that's the time that we're filled with the surge of gratitude. Yaakov saw Yosef and he said, Kriyashma, that this being filled with gratitude to Hashem inspires us to recite Kriyashma. So I want to take a look, after analyzing this just logically and bringing it through the themes of Birchus Kriyashma, I want to look a little bit at the halachic sources that talk to the question of whether Kriyashma is an all-day phenomenon, whether Kriyashma is a morning phenomenon, or whether Kriyashma is a waking up phenomenon. And together with that, I think that there's a very important halacha lemaisa nafkamina, right? And that is, we'll see how it connects. Let's say that a person didn't say Birchus Kriyashma in time, he didn't say it by the Zman Kriyashma, which happens very, very often, right, in later Minyanim. So how long does a person have to make up the Birchos Kriyashma, and how does a person go about making up the Birchos Kriyashma? Let's say, can you say Birchos Kriyashma after the fourth hour, after Zman Tefillah is over? Can a person say Birchos Kriyashma after Chatzos, when it's already Mincha time? Or perhaps, you can only say Birchos Kriyashma as long as it's still the time which is unique for Tfilas Shacharis. Once you get into Mincha time already, the sun is setting, ki natu tzilalei erev, perhaps then Birchos Kriyashma are already out the window, or perhaps we can say Birchos Kriyashma all the way until Shkia, which we definitely don't paskin like, but the first two are valid options at the very least under some circumstances. So let's take a look at the beginning of this discussion. It's from it begins in the Mishnah and Gemara and Brachos, Daftes, should be Chazara probably, from a few years ago. Okay, so the Mishnah says, "May emasai koven Shema b'shachris." When do we read Shema in the morning? And tells us when you're allowed to start reading Kriyas Shema. And my focus now is when can you finish it? So the Mishnah says, "V'gomra ad hanitzachama," and you can finish it until Netzachama. That is the Tanakama's opinion. We do not pass in that way. We would have to get up really, really early. in order, especially now in the summertime, in order to finish Kriyat Shema before Neit. Rabbi Yeshua says, and this is how we pass, you can add Shalosh Sha'os until the third hour of the day. I just underlined it that way so that I could read it without the in-betweens. The Gomra add Shalosh Sha'os. Right, so you can finish Kriyat Shema until the third hour of the day. Shekein Derech Melachim La'amod B'Shalosh Sha'os. Because the princes, the sons of the kings, would either wake up or get out of bed after the third hour was finished. Then, says the Mishnah, HaKore Mikan Ve'elach, a person who reads Kriyat Shema from here and onwards, from the third hour and onwards, meaning after 9 o'clock, still, Alo Hifsid, he didn't lose out anything. Ki Adam HaKore B'Torah, just like a person who's reading from the Torah. So before we even go on, I want to take a look at how the basic question, the kernel of the question that I just said, is already highlighted by the ambiguity in this line of the Mishnah. HaKorei mikan ve'elach lo hefsid, a person who reads from then and on doesn't lose out. Ke'adam korei b'Torah, just like a person who's reading from the Torah, you haven't lost by reading from the Torah, you've only gained. Right? So too over here, you haven't lost by reading the Kriyat Shema, you've only gained. Can somebody tell me what this line of the Mishnah implies? Does it imply that midioraisa, a person has until Shkia to say Kriyat Shema, or does it imply that midioraisa, the Zman Kriyat Shema, is only up until the third hour? Well, we do the third hour, but that may be a later law, meaning it may have been enacted by a rabbinic legislature hundreds of years after the Torah was given.
So midday, I think, is the latest, right?
We'll get there. Your midday is for Shema itself, it's either 3 hours, and if you miss the 3 hours, then we'll see in a second whether there's any maila to saying Shema rather than, for instance, coming to an Agra de Pirkash here. It could be that there is, it could be that there isn't, and that's going to depend, right, on this very question, right? If you say that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, that the Zman Kriyat Shema was all day, so then even if we can't fulfill the rabbinic law, right, we're going, you know, a little bit over the local speed limit, but at least we're getting the state speed limit, so, you know, we haven't broken two different things. Or here we haven't gotten the prize that the rabbis offered, but at least we're going to get the prize that the Torah offers. And so if you think that midyaraisa you have until Shkia, then for sure it's better to say Kriyat Shema than it is to come to an Agra de Pirkash here, because for this you just get Talmud Torah. For that you get Talmud Torah and Kriyat Shema, right? But if you think
the outer limits,
yeah. Is that a pun that I'm not getting?
Science fiction and TV show.
I
Why? Right.
Every speaker I've heard the last 30 years says only if you work hard, you got a schwitz, otherwise it doesn't count. So just reading text.
Yeah, the Vilna Gaon and the Baal HaTanya both say that when it comes to Tersha B'Chsav, there's a kiyum of Talmud Torah, even if you don't understand it. When it comes to Tersha Baal Peh, you have to understand it. But everyone also says that there's such a thing as Talmud Torah B'Eichos in addition to Talmud Torah B'Kamos, which means that if you could be learning at a higher level, so then it's called Bittul Torah, B'Eichos, if one learns at a lower level. That's why David HaMelech, you know, he wanted to get schar for saying Tehillim, like you would get for learning the Gaon Va'alos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, sorry, you know, nothing doing, because that's called Bittul Torah, Be'ichos, although Tehillim has other milos, which sometimes offset the lack. So again, just returning to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you read it from there and onwards, you haven't lost out, right? Because it's just like reading the Torah. So you have, very interestingly, different achronim on different sides of this dispute or disagreement. And they both, they have totally opposite readings of this line in the Mishnah. If you take a look at source number 2.
What is Rabbi Yeshua really saying? Is he saying that the reason why we have three hours because of the name Malach?
Hopefully we'll get there. So let's again, we're taking this line of the Mishnah, and we're trying to figure out what it tells us about the latest time for Kriyat Shema Midioraisa. So if you look in source number 2, the Kesef Mishnah here is bringing a diuk from Rabbeinu Manoach, who's one of the commentaries on the Rambam, and it's the second line towards the end, it's underlined, but he says, HaRav Rav Manoach Kasav, Hakori Achar Shalosh Shos, etc. Perush Kol Shara Yom Ada Erev, the entire rest of the day until evening, that it's a good idea, if you miss Kriya Shema by the first 3 hours, to say it any time before Shkia. And he tells us, V'lishna demesnisin hachi muchacha. The language of the Mishnah proves to us that midyoraisa, the sovzman Kriya Shema, was Shkia, and therefore nowadays also a person who missed it should give precedence to Kriya Shema over other types of Talmud Torah, because they get not only Talmud Torah, but also the kiyum dioraisa of Kriya Shema. And he tells us, the Mishnah says, HaKorei mikan ve'elach, from here and onwards, ve'lo yahiv shiura, and it does not give any limit. So it's telling us that you have the rest of the day, Mashma de kula yoma ka'amar, it implies that you have got the rest of the day. Now Rabbeinu Manoach happens to feel, following the Rambam, that Birchos Kriya Shema can also be said until Shkia, and he uses this as a proof, right? The Gemara tells us that you can say Birchos Kriya Shema until Shkia, so obviously you can say Kriya Shema until Shkia. Obviously Kriya Shema, there is some sort of a kiyum, it's not just Talmud Torah. If you, in contrast to that, if you look at source number 6, right, the only part of source number 6 that's underlined, you have the Pre-Chadosh, who has the exact opposite inference. He says, Milashon HaMishna Mashma, from the language of the Mishnah that we just read, he wants to infer, Deleis Leischar Klal, there is no reward for saying Kriya Shema after the third hour, other than the reward of Talmud Torah. That's why it says, Ela Kekori B'Torah. So on the one end, the Pre-Chadosh says, Ka'adar HaKori B'Torah tells you that there's nothing more to Kriya Shema than learning Torah. So if you're going to spend the rest of the day battling, if you're going to spend the rest of the day reading a newspaper, right, you may as well read Kriya Shema. And that way, at the very least, you'll get a little bit of Torah learning reward. That's how Rabbeinu, that's how the Pre-Chadosh learns this line of the Mishnah. In contrast, Rabbi Manoach says, HaKori Mikan Ve'elach Lo Hifsid, it makes it sound like there is some Kriya Shema dimension. It's not purely Talmud Torah. There's something above and beyond that. He wants to say from the Mishnah that you can even say the brachos, which are Kriya Shema brachos, until Shkia. He feels that there is some sort of a kiyum of Kriya Shema above and beyond the kiyum of Torah study, even after the third hour. So take a look at the end of source number 1. Take a look at the last line of source number 1. Right, the Gemara quotes a braisa, Kori mikan ve'elach lo hifsid ki adam shekori betorah. That's a direct quote of the Mishnah. Aval mivarich hu shtayim lefaneha, right, ve'achas le'achareha. So that line, that even though, right, you're like an adam akori betorah, there still is some justification for saying Birchus Kriya Shema, and the Mikan Ve'elach Rabbeinu Manoach says has no limit. We'll be passing that way, but the Mishnah say, we have to figure out why the Mishnah phrased it in a little bit of a misleading way, right? But Akori Mikan Ve'elach Lo Hifsid, and you're supposed to make the Birchus Kriya Shema, says Rabbeinu Manoach. So obviously there is some Kriya Shema identity. You're not going to make a Birchus Kriya Shema before an Agra DePirkashir, but you're going to make a Birchus Kriya Shema before reading Kriya Shema, even if it's after the third hour. So obviously there still is something Kriya Shema-dik about that Kriya Shema, even though it's after the Zman. Rabbeinu Manoach wants to suggest perhaps that what there is that makes it still a Kriya Shema is that you're fulfilling Kriya Shema midyoraisa. For hundreds of years before that rabbinic legislation, you would have been fulfilling the mitzvah perfectly. It's only after the legislation that came along that now we're not getting the Derabbanan aspect of it. So now let's turn for a second to your Bishach Becha Uv Kumecha. The Kesef Mishnah is the main advocate, right? The Kesef Mishnah was authored, by the way, by Rav Yosef Kara, the author of the Shulchan Aruch. So we're dealing with a major posek in addition to a major commentary. Kesef Mishnah is his commentary on the Rambam. The Rambam wrote Mishneh Torah, so Kesef Mishneh, right? That's the connection there. Everything is double or second or repeat or review, etc. So you've got the Kesef Mishneh. The Kesef Mishneh quotes from the Rosh, who quotes from Rabbeinu Haigon. Take a look at the first underline in source number 2. Dafka ad sof sha'a revius, hu demivarich lefaneha ulachareha. The Rav Haigon says that you only make Birchos Kriya Shema up until the fourth hour. When the Mishnah says mikan ve'elach, it doesn't mean until Shkia, it means until the end of the fourth hour. Shehu zman tefila, because the fourth hour is the end of the zman tefila. In other words, Rav Haigon is telling us that the Birchos Kriya Shema is sort of like Shmoneh Esrei. And so it connects with Shmon Esrei. And therefore, it's like an introduction, a lead-up, somehow to Shmon Esrei, Somech Geula Letfila. We know that the two of them integrate either by comparison or by contrast, and therefore, once it's too late to say Shmon Esrei, it's also too late to say Birchos Kriyashma. We saw that Rabbeinu Manoach, though, the Kesef Mishnah quoted, said that Birchos Kriyashma can be recited the entire day. That's what the simple reading of the Mishnah, Mikan Ve'elach, without a limit, seems to suggest. And then he brings this bomb kasha. He says, Yesho Alim, there are those who ask, on the third line of source number two, he says, My taima, why is it that bishachbicha darshinon, that we interpret the word bishachbicha, when you are lying down, when you are shochev, that we interpret that as meaning, kolz man shebnei adam shochvim al mitasam, as long as people are still lying down in bed, in other words, all night long. Right, that's basically how we understand bishach becha, to the extent that we say that a person, obviously, ideally, you only fulfill the mitzvah d'rabbanan if you say it before chatzos, right? But if you missed it by chatzos, perhaps there's an ideal to still say it up until even netzach amo, right? Even after alos hashachar, which is that it's already beginning to get light, but people are still sleeping. People sleep until the light breaking across the horizon wakes them up. At least back in the olden days, right, when you didn't have blackout, window shades and stuff like that. So calls man shabbi adam shochvim. As long as people are sleeping, that's this man for kriyas shma shel arvis midi oraisa. So therefore, lama lo darshu kein uv kumecha. Why not interpret the word uv kumecha? And when you're standing, right, when you're rising, when you're, I don't know what the lakum means to wake up. Right? It's a difficult word to translate. That may be part of the answer already. Right? That what does lakum mean?
That's more than waking up.
Standing up.
In the Torah, we use the word vayashkim. Right? I don't think we ever find vayakam in the Torah as referring to waking up.
Waking up is litorel.
Well, that's in modern Hebrew. Yeah, but that means to stand up. So we have to. So bikumecha doesn't mean you're standing up and you're lying down, right? Literally, to be shochev, that means to lie down, and lakum literally means to stand up. So we're dealing with two body positions: the horizontal, right, and the vertical. So if the horizontal means all the time that your body is horizontal, so then vertical would mean all the time that your body is vertical. So why is there no parallel? Asks the Kesef Mishneh between bishachbicha and bikumecha. To stand, okay. So the meaning of the two verbs, right, is slightly different if you survey the way that it's used, right? As you said, yakum avi, right, doesn't mean, right, it means please stand up from a sitting position. Do we ever find, we'll have to think for a second whether we find the word kima as referring to standing up. Again, I think that's a debate amongst the Achronim. So let's just keep that as a vague question for now. It's very possible that even though shochev sounds like it means lying down, and like kayam sounds like it means standing up, it's very possible that that shochev, right, means just to be lying down, as opposed to kima, which means not to be standing, but to be standing up, as we would say in English. To stand up means to rise from a sitting position, as opposed to stand, which just means to be vertical, perpendicular to the ground on your feet. So that's, we'll keep that in mind. There's a little bit of an ambiguity in terms of the language of the verbs. The Kesef Mishnah is obviously assuming that kima over here means the exact opposite of shechiva. Shechiva means lying down, and kima means standing up. And so he wants to know, lama lo darshu kein uv kumecha kolz man shebnei adam kamim, all the whole time that people are standing, dehainu kol hayom. The Kesef Mishnah's answer, which is right after the underline, he says, v'yesh lomar de'in hachinami. Yes, this is so. In other words, he feels that this is the best proof, the parallel to bishach b'cha. Bishach b'cha means the whole night. Therefore, the biblical, the pshat interpretation of bikumecha means all day. And therefore, he says, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, you had all day to say kriyashma. And therefore, he wants to say that the Zman Kriyat Shema Midiyoraisa is all day. So that's in terms of Alvin's question, that yes, it means that if a person didn't say Kriyat Shema by the third hour, the fourth hour, the sixth hour, they should say Kriyat Shema up until Shkia, because even if they're not getting the rabbinic mitzvah, they at least can get the biblical mitzvah. So that is the Kasef Mishnah's proof. Now, some of you already were mechavein to the answer that the Magen Avraham and the Pri Chadash give, and they tell you that Bikumecha doesn't mean standing, it means standing up. It's not the same as B'shachbecha, right? B'shachbecha means lying, not lying down. It's Kumecha means standing up, the action of getting up. So that only happens up until 3 hours. And therefore, they say that there is no parallel between the verbs. There is a second. There is a second interpretation as well, and that is, I believe, the Sefer Achinuch. If you take a look at source number 5, Sefer Achinuch writes that people go to sleep. There are some people who are having insomnia, or they work at night, or whatever it is, and so people are going to sleep pretty much as long as it's dark outside. You know, try to go to sleep when the light is streaming in the windows, that's not so easy. But if you get to sleep before the light comes in the windows, so then there's a chance, right, that you'll sleep a little bit longer, and so people are going to sleep, says the Sefer HaChinuch, the entire night long. So it could be that even B'shach B'cha means not while you're lying, but while you're lying down, while you're putting yourself, you know, parallel to the ground in your bed. And the Kumecha means when you're standing up, but he says that sociologically speaking, people lie down, right, the entire night long. There are people, you know, any given moment, people are still putting themselves to bed, as opposed to waking up. So even those people who go to bed right before Netzach Hama, they're probably still awake before the third hour. It's not as easy to stay asleep as it is to stay awake. So that's the Sefer HaChinuch. He says there definitely is a parallel in the interpretation of the psukim, right? But sociologically, there's not a parallel between people sleeping and people staying awake. I think that's the way that the people's bodies work. You can go 15, 16, 17 hours awake for every 6, 7, 8 hours that a person is asleep. So it's not directly proportional. It's not that you need 1 hour of sleep every hour that you're awake. People tend to be awake more than they're asleep. People are going to sleep the whole night, but they're waking up, you know, earlier no matter what. They're not waking up the entire day. That's a Sefer HaChinuch's answer, but again, the Magen Avraham, the Pri Chadash, point at the literary ambiguity that perhaps Bikumecha doesn't mean the same thing as B'shach B'cha.
When the Torah says B'shach B'cha U'Bikumecha, doesn't that mean B'shach B'cha when generally people go to sleep, and U'Bikumecha generally when people get up? So you can't go by not part of the cloud, Yotze min cloud. Yeah, of course there are people that go to sleep and get up at different hours, but b'shach v'cha u'kumecha, the time that most people go to sleep and the time that most people
get up. Yeah, so most achrodim understand that b'shach v'cha means the time that most people are sleeping. Right, but the Kumecha, they interpret like you, the time that most people are waking up or are, you know, standing up from a prone position. That's how most Achorim interpret it. The Shach Becha, they say, is referring to when most people are sleeping, not
right,
going to sleep.
Right.
Okay, so that's the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah basically has that parallel as being his main thing. Okay, so let's take a look for a second. The Pri Chadash has a number of interesting comments about trying to argue on this Kesef Mishnah. The Pri Chadash felt very, very strongly that even Midiyoraisa, the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema was the third hour, even Midiyoraisa, and he brought a number of proofs to this idea. So I'll just tell you outside four of his proofs, which are each one is very important to know. He says, number one, we know that Kriyat Shema is considered a mitzvah asei shehazman grama. Right, it's a time-bound mitzvah, which means, says the Pri Chadash, that there are some times when there is no mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and there are some times when there is a mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. If a mitzvah is not time-bound, it means that the mitzvah can and must be fulfilled at any point in time, meaning you can fulfill Kriyat Shema from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. and from 9 p.m. until 9 a.m. There's no time which is disqualified for fulfillment of Kriyat Shema. That would be if it's a mitzvah sase she'ein hazman grama. Time doesn't cause the mitzvah, because every single moment, every single instant is suitable for fulfilling the mitzvah's kriyashma. We know kriyashma is mitzvah sase she'hazman grama, that time does cause it to happen. In other words, that there are times of the day or of the year when there is no way to fulfill kriyashma, and it's only when those times are over and the times that are suitable for kriyashma arrive once again that the mitzvah can be fulfilled. So says the Pri Chadash. Let's see. If the time for kriyashma at night is as long as people are sleeping, read from nightfall to daybreak, and the time midyoraisa of Kriya Shema in the morning is as long as people are awake, read from daybreak until nightfall, so then when is the time when which is unsuitable for Kriya Shema? So how can we call Kriya Shema mitzvah sase shehazman grama? If Kriya Shema can be biblically fulfilled all the time, so that means that midyoraisa, it's a mitzvah sase she'ein hazman grama.
There's two separate Kriya Shema, you could argue on that. The night is half, and the day, whatever, is also half.
So the nighttime you can't fulfill the day Kriya Shema, and the daytime you can't fulfill the night Kriya Shema. So you have to check the people who count the mitzvos. I know the Rambam says that the daytime Kriya Shema and the nighttime Kriya Shema are all, they're all the same mitzvah. Now, obviously, you've got to do it twice in a 24-hour period, right? But he says it's fundamentally the same mitzvah. And so it's that one mitzvah, right, is 24/7. Right. Now, you could, if you found somebody, like you could check Rav Sadia Gaon and others, and see maybe there's someone who counts them as two mitzvos, which would be a valid response. Okay, so you're defending the Kasef Mishnah. Excellent. That's what I was hoping someone would do.
Have that in mind, Steve?
No.
I didn't think so, but thank you.
Excellent. So we're going to have a lot more defending to do. So stay on your toes here. So the Pri Chadash has another question on the Kesef Mishneh. He says that there's a Gemara which tells us that let's say that you have it's too far out of your way to find water for Netilas Yadayim. So should you go out of your way to wash Netilas Yadayim before Kriya Shema? Should you go out of your way to wash Netilas Yadayim before Shmona Esrei? The Gemara says that there's a difference.
It's your front and back, right? Or would that come to even?
Yeah, there's a difference in terms of traveling, right? 18 versus 72 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. So you guys are probably saw this Gemara more recently than I did, but I just saw it quoted in the Pri Chadash. He writes, right? He writes from the Gemara again that for Kriya Shema, you don't necessarily go out of your way to wash Netilas Yadayim, because he says Kriya Shema has a set time. Shmon Esrei, he writes, doesn't have a set time. One second. Shmon Esrei doesn't have a set time? Does have a set time. So what does it mean? On a rabbinic level, right, Shmon Esrei has a set time. The Raisa said you can be Yotzi Shmon Esrei the whole day. The Rabbanon said you need to do it up until 4 hours. But Kriya Shema, we know, is the same thing, right? Midyaraisa, I don't know how long it is, but Midrabanon, it's got this limit also. So the contrast between Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei cannot be on the rabbinic level, right? On the rabbinic level, both of them have a set time. They both have a set time. So if there's a contrast, if we can describe Kriya Shema as having a set time, and Tefillah, Shmon Esrei, not having a set time, what level must that be at? A biblical level, Diaraisa. So it seems clear that even though Tefillah, you can fulfill the entire day Midiaraisa, it sounds like Kriya Shema, Midiaraisa at least, you cannot fulfill the entire day. That in other words, the Zman Kriya Shema of 3 hours is a Diaraisa Zman. It cannot be fulfilled after the 3 hours, even Midiaraisa. That's another proof that the Pri Chadash brings. That one's much harder, I think, to get out of.
That means women are pater from the Kriya Shema.
Now, women are pater from Kriya Shema because it's a mitzvah sase she'hazman grama, unless there's a special limud, like we know that there are special mitzvahs, matzah, and other mitzvahs sase she'hazman grama, where there's a special limud. I have to, the Gemara, I think, said, is there a special limud for women in Kriya Shema?
Women
I should have reviewed the first 40 daf of brachos before I'm here today.
So maybe they need only the first pasuk, but they still need to be mekabel ol malchut shamayim.
It's an important thing.
Ol malchut shamayim has nothing to do with mitzvah sase she'hazman grama.
What do you talk about? Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to check again. I'm sorry. I should have reviewed the Gemara Brachos a little bit more before I came here. That's what I had. That's what I get for spending too much time in the Shulchan Aruch and not enough time back in the Gemara. Okay, so we have here, we have the mitzvah sase, that it's a mitzvah sase shema hazman grama. We have here that you don't go out of your way, because even midiraisa, there's a time limit for kriyat shema. What about a person who started a meal? The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos tells us that there are certain things you're not supposed to do when it gets too close to this man of different things, right? We know Bedikas Chametz, right? We're very familiar, not supposed to start eating, etc., too close to Bedikas Chametz, too close to this man Mincha, all sorts of things that you're not supposed to start. But let's say that you started earlier, you're in the middle of a big meal, a wedding or something like that. I don't know why you'd be going into a wedding before Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis, but let's say that a person did it, they could only afford the whole, right? If they started the wedding at 4 o'clock in the morning, and so you're at a wedding suda, 4 o'clock in the morning, or you woke up for an early breakfast or whatever it is, and now comes the Zman, the Zman Kriyat Shema, the early Zman for Kriyat Shema. Are you supposed to interrupt the meal to say Kriyat Shema right away? Are you supposed to interrupt the meal to say Shemon Esri right away? Right? Or are you allowed to keep on eating, finish the meal, and then rely on remembering the Kriyat Shema and the Shemon Esrei after the meal is over, or a haircut, or various other, sitting down for a Din Torah? So the Gemara again tells us that there's a difference, that for Kriyat Shema, you're supposed to interrupt. Why? Because there's a time limit. You're supposed to interrupt this big meal for Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis because there's a time limit. And you were worried that if you let the meal go on, the time limit will pass and you'll lose the opportunity. As opposed to Shemon Esrei, the Gemara says, over there, the time limit is Midirabanan. Right? It's not Midiraisa. Midiraisa, Shemon Esrei has no time limit. And so it's a little bit less urgent, and so you can rely a little bit more on your discipline and on your memory to say Shemon Esrei after the meal is over. So again, we're obviously not talking about a Dirabanan level. On a Dirabanan level, both of them are bound by time. But on a Dioraisa level, it seems clear that Shemona Esrei has no time limit, can be said the entire day, but Kriyashma does have a time limit and can only be said up until the third hour. Okay. So let's just bring this around to the Halacha L'maisa. So one difference already, nafkamina for us practically, is what we mentioned in response to Alvin's question. Right? And that is, if a person missed the Zman Kriyat Shema, should they bother saying Kriyat Shema at all or not? Should they bother saying Kriyat Shema at all? And it's not of course. Right? If you hold like the Pri Chadash, which is how we hold, then it could be that if you're not reading the newspaper, if you're busy studying Gemara Brachos or even Shulchan Aruch, right? So perhaps it's better that you should go on with your Gemara studies and your Shulchan Aruch. And if you're planning to do that the entire day without any interruption, like the Vilna Gaon or something like that, so then it's better to keep on doing that. That's a higher echus of Talmud Torah, because after the third hour, both Midir Rabbanon and Midir Raisa, all it is Kikorei Batorah. And we know that if you're being Korei Batorah, well, there's higher Korei Batorahs, like learning Gemara, and then there's lower Korei Batorahs, which is just daffening up a couple of Parshios in Torah Shebichsav. Of course, if a person wants to learn at Be'ion, that's a different story, right? But, Kriyat Shema Be'ion is just as chashov as Shulchan Aruch Be'ion. But if a person's just going to say, etc., so that, it's probably better than, according to the Pri Chadash, to learn something instead.
In other words, you're covering your obligation by learning Torah.
The Pri Chadash says that there's no Kriyat Shema obligation after the third hour, so you may as well learn the highest level learning that you can do. That's what the Pri Chadash says. Right, that's what the Pri Chadash says. Now I have to mention, we'll get to this a little bit more next week. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says if a person missed Kriyat Shema right by the third hour, he probably also missed the brachos by the third hour. So he's going to say the brachos again. So the question becomes, should he say the brachos together with Kriyat Shema when he's saying the brachos or not? The Shulchan Aruch says you should say Kriyat Shema together with the brachos, but there's a machlokes about why you should say the Kriyat Shema. The Vilna Gaon says you only say Kriyat Shema together with its brachos if you're going to say Shemon Esrei afterwards, because you want to have some Divrei Torah before your Shemon Esrei. know what he means by that, but so therefore you said, let's say that you said Shmon Esrei Bizman, and all you missed was Kriya Shema Birchus Seha, the Vilna Gaon might say, yeah, better just say the Birchus Kriya Shema, and don't even say the Kriya Shema. What are you going to gain? You may as well say the Birchus Kriya Shema and then learn a Sugya B'Yun, in the extra time. The Machzis HaShekel and other Achronim say, no, you say Kriya Shema because there still is a little bit of a Kiyum of Kriya Shema even after the third hour, which sounds a little bit like the Kesef Mishnah, even though we don't paskin like the Kesef Mishnah, so I'm not sure why the Sifri Halacha are bringing it in. But that is a nafkamina, big nafkamina. If a person, again, most of us are not at that, we're not at that level. We're not spending the entire day learning a sod b'iyun, and so we may as well, if we're gonna be spending some of the day reading and some of the day learning, so we may as well spend a little bit less time reading and use that time for kriya shema. But a person who's literally going to be spending the rest of their day learning, that we would paskin that it's better to learn a sogya b'iyun. That's what the Pri-Chadosh sounds like he's saying. It's better to learn, it's kikore b'torah. So the regular hierarchy that defines what type of Torah we're kore, that's gonna govern Kriya Shema as well.
Are you covering this?
We're gonna continue the next year, yes.
Excuse me.
So didn't we have the Gemara in Brachas, that there was a Tuanet Tanayim, I don't remember the name, was giving a shir, and when his Meturgaman said it over, it was a long, place, and he himself said Kriya Shema, I don't know, said Shmona, and then late, what?
Yeah, during that time.
And then later on, he said it again.
He said the Kriya Shema again. Why did he say the Kriya Shema again?
He said it again in order to have he said tefillah only. He didn't say Shema again. He said only tefillah again.
Okay, we have some homework. We have some homework for next week. I just want one more last point before the buzzer rings, because I prepared for an hour and we started minutes late. So I want to just get in. So just the second practical nafkamina is the following: if you hold of like the Kesef Mishnah that the Zman Kriya Shema is all day long, so then the Kesef Mishnah says a natural corollary of that is that you have until Shkia to say Birchos Kriya Shema. We know that Birchos Kriya Shema are not limited by the Zman Kriya Shema. So if the biblical Zman Kriya Shema is Shkia, so then rabbinically we didn't impose any limits on the Birchos Kriya Shema, and therefore he says it's very very reasonable that the Birchos Kriya Shema could be said up until Shkia. We do not paskin that way. That's what I said before. We paskin, and this is how we know that, because it's very clear, the literature is very clear, you cannot say Birchos Kriya Shema up until Shkia. The latest time for Birchos Kriya Shema is the fourth hour of the day, like Shmoneh Esrei, and many Achronim say that proves to us that the Zman Kriya Shema Midioraisa is not up until Shkia. If that were so, it means that the Zman Kriya Shema Midioraisa is up until the third hour, and then for somehow, then the Birchos Kriya Shema, we gave a little bit of an extension up until the fourth hour, but beyond that, unless a person, literally, there's nothing that they can do, they're an anus. As I had this with my wife when she was nursing, so very often she would be up half the night nursing, and then she would in the morning, like from dawn, sometimes she would be asleep until after the Zman Kriya Shema when she was on maternity leave. So she had in one of the books that she had read in high school, it said that if you miss the fourth hour, so you can't say Birchos Kriya Shema anymore. So that was, it was in the book. But I asked her that she should say Birchos Kriya Shema, because we know that Birchos Kriya Shema is connected to Tefillah. And Tefillah, if you couldn't help it, and you had to miss Tefillah, so you could say it up until Chatzos. Now usually, what does it mean, you couldn't help it? And is that subject to some dispute. But Tefillah, if you couldn't help it, you could say up until Chatzos. So this is Birchos Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema itself, no, but the brachos of Kriya Shema, which are more akin to tefillah, that's why you get till the fourth hour lechatchila for Birchos Kriya Shema. Yeah, exactly. Oh. But she wanted to say the brachos, so she wanted to know, is there bracha levatala or not? So again, just to summarize, we've got a machlokas about whether midiraisa, this man Kriya Shema, is up until Shkia, or whether it's till the third hour. One nafkamina is whether if you miss the third hour, is there still a maila to say it or not? right? We generally paskin that if you're very busy with really important things like learning bi'yun, then it's not necessarily ma'ala to say. The second nafkamina is what's the ultimate zman for birchos kriyashma. But again, if we paskin that it's the whole day midiraisa, birchos kriyashma is also the whole day. Again, we paskin that way, that the birchos kriyashma cannot be said the whole day. They can only be said up until sof zman tefillah. And we saw a number of different rayos, both the question of the parallel between b'shachbecha and b'kumecha, the question of the language of the Mishnah, is it only Kikori Betorah, or is it more than Kikori Betorah? Is it Mikan Ve'elach up until Shkia, or is Mikan Ve'elach mean Mikan Ve'elach, but then, you know, one minute less? And then we saw some of the other rayos about the seeming differences on the biblical level between Kriyashma and Shmona Esrei, where Shmona Esrei is treated on the biblical level as not having any time limit, as opposed to Kriyashma, which does.
Have
a wonderful weekend, good Shabbos.
What would be so terrible?